Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, Lord my God, I thank you for the truth that my ears are hearing and for the freedom it is giving me. I thank you, O Lord my God, for the truth from your word that my ears are hearing and for the freedom that I'm getting from the truth. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to our God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy. Never let the foot of pride kick me about. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty and everlasting God, you are my Heavenly Father. Please show me mercy. Do not let the foot of pride kick me about. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 18, verse 8b. That is the second part of verse 8 of Luke chapter 18. I read from the Contemporary English Version, CV. I read now. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find on this earth anyone with faith? Full stop. Praise God. The F number 8, talking about the 10 F's of our readiness, living in readiness for Christ. The number 8 F stands for feed and faith. Put together, feed your faith in order to grow it. Feed your faith in order to grow your faith. There is no force like the force of faith on this earth. For God's children, our faith is our life. That is why we are called believers. The people who believe God, people who trust God. Without faith, there can be no salvation, no victory over sin, no righteousness, and no holiness. For our relationship with God, faith is everything. That's why in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, reading from the Contemporary English Version, but without faith, no one can please God. We must believe that God is real and rewards everyone who searches for him. Full stop. Praise God. So no one can please God without faith. That shows us how important faith is. Without it, we cannot please God. And when Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, returns, he will not be looking for impressive and imposing church buildings. He will not be looking for popular and famous men and women of God with their high-sounding titles. He will not be looking for church signboards. Jesus is not coming to attend church programs, such as anointing services, vigils, and gospel outreaches. No. We can do all those without faith. After all, one cruel and faithless king known as Herod, Herod the Great, he rebuilt the Jerusalem temple and turned it to a magnificent edifice. And yet he had no faith, was a faithless person. Many preachers of the gospel today preach from their heads, not from their hearts. They preach to project themselves, and others, like them, preach to extort their hearers, just to make money. Such preachers preach without faith. These are the last days that we are in. And there are multitudes who troop to churches on Sundays, who do so for reasons other than seeking the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. You do not need faith to be a churchgoer, but we need faith to be God pleasers. We need increasing, growing faith to keep pleasing God as we wait for our Savior and Lord Jesus. So we need to feed our faith. If our faith will continue to stand and grow, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of life, for your salvation, for the grace you've given to us to be believers. Lord, help us that we'll feed our faith, that our faith will grow. As we fellowship with you, commune with you, meditate on your word, may our faith grow, O Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.